girls, we want to introduce.
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
X2Cent.
They call him
Adam, sweet Adam Wolkavich, killer of dolphins with his jet ski.
Cracker. All right, y'all. Yeah. This is Bam here, and I'm back. It's been 3 weeks, and
I think it's been three and a half. We got cut off
something
a
like
week
that.
Before that.
All that I know is that I was drinking a lot during Ming Hags, and when I pulled 3 days of an all-nighter editing and sipping on Crown Royal, I realized that CKY was playing a show at Rex's, which is pretty special, and I couldn't even last till them playing because I was too tired and drunk. So then, and then I missed Missy's birthday because I was
again
too busy being wasted and I didn't care. And then when I sobered up, I realized how rude of a move it was. So she put me up in a rehab in Arizona.
Motel 6.
Lasted 2 seconds.
Wait. No. Did it last or did you get to the rehab?
This is what happened. I had a layover in Denver, Colorado, and Tim Glom, He met me in the airport, and he couldn't get into the airport unless he bought a ticket to somewhere. So he bought the cheapest ticket, which was to Tucson, Arizona, just so he could make me talk to Brett Michaels about getting Vane DiGenna on the Poison Tour. So I'm talking to Brett Michaels.
Who the fuck's going to that? 70-year-olds?
I don't know, but they're playing the Tweeter Center and shit like
well,
that.
Well, you're a big Poison fan. I forgot.
Well, I was. That was the first concert I've ever seen
in my life.
But so I talked to Brett Michaels for the first time for about an hour, and he was like, "So what's been going on?" I'm like, "Well, tell you the truth, not too much good. I'm actually on my way to rehab in Arizona." And he's like, "Really? Which one?" I was like, and he said the name. I was like, "Yeah, that's the one." He's like, "That place isn't for you." I'm like, "What do you mean?"
Because he knows you so well.
Well, he's like, "Hey, man, I grew up in Pennsylvania, too, and I had nothing, and you know, it's hard to deal with shit when you write Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and then everybody's singing it, and then you're all of a sudden famous, and you can get whatever you want." I'm like, "That's my problem, man. Like, I don't know the value of a dollar anymore, and it fucking sucks."
I hate him for talking you out.
Yeah, but
No.
I'm going to tell him, too, when I see him, and I'm going to see him at that show.
He's trying to be an actor, too.
He didn't say not to do that. He just said that you're going to be doing group activities.
Really?
He was there in 1987. It's 2007.
Yeah, but I'm not cool with doing fucking group activities, putting a puzzle together with eight people, and then like playing water volleyball and shit. Like,
yeah, but the place you were going probably was the best place to go.
It was.
But
there ain't no water volleyball, dude, unless you want to.
But the thing is, what he said was, you're better off just getting a Harley and, well, in his case, and you know, driving to Baja for 3 days and clearing your head. And I'm like, that's not a half bad
and
idea.
And losing your entire career and all respect you've ever had anyway, if you had any, like him. No?
I never could see you.
He should have went to rehab and wrote better songs. Shit.
So he told you to get a Matt Cole and ride across country?
What's that?
He told you to get,
you
a,
listen
get
to
on
Brett
a Matt
Michaels
Cole and ride
advice.
Across country?
So yeah, he was actually, I like him.
Did it work? He is from PA.
Well,
so give him that.
I will say one thing. I haven't been, if I get hammered, I'm not looking for anything else.
Did you drink last this Saturday night at the CKY show, John and Peters?
Yeah, it's some red wine, but I'm not like searching for
and
like
a 12 pack on the way
pills
home
and drugs and stuff like that.
A 12 pack
fucking
on the way home.
Yeah, I was really
yeah, and you know what? There's fucking eight of them left, and Vito drank basically all of my two beers on the way home because Vito just was there when Mum died and actually watched her die, and he wanted to fucking drink himself silly. So I was like, well, I'll get you a fucking six-pack for the ride home because you're sitting in the back.
You started to get out of the car while I was driving.
Because I knew you wouldn't stop.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, dude.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. And, like, Missy doesn't want to, like, she can't let any exceptions go. It's like Vito was there at 2 in the morning watching Mum die, and if he feels like drinking tonight, then fucking so be it.
Vito feels like drinking every night. Vito can do whatever the fuck he wants. I don't care what Vito does. I'm worried about you.
Where's my uncle?
No shit, he's your uncle.
Well, what, am I going to let him drink solo in the
he
back of
the fucking solo house? He drinks solo every day.
Yeah, but I'm there that time.
Yeah, he drinks like 10 feet underwater level.
You don't need to hold Vito's hand but, so I he mean, can drink a beer.
Really, all I needed was, I was just too stressed with filming and editing and things like that that I went to the Black Hills of South Dakota and went fishing with Tim Glom and saw Mount Rushmore and shit, and that's pretty much exactly what I needed. And then I went skating on the audio tour, knocked myself out in the bowl in Louisville, Kentucky. There was a 30-foot full pipe, and we decided to skate it in the middle of the night so we didn't have to like warm up in front of 5,000 kids or whatever. So,
but totally dark. No.
There's a little bit of light, but I just went for the full pipe and ollied to the oververt part and just slammed right on my face. I've never seen stars like that in my life. Like, I couldn't.
Oh, which ones did you see? Robert Redford, was he there?
Yeah.
Julie Roberts?
Julie Roberts.
I saw every star possible.
That's awesome. Was Arsenio there when he was famous?
Dude, it was so bad. I was like, and the worst part was, I was in a 12-foot bowl, so no one could rescue me unless they knew how to drop in.
A 12-foot bowl, cool.
If they didn't know how to drop in on a vert ramp, you know? And a lot of pro skaters don't know how to drop in on a vert ramp because they're too busy skating ledges and whatnot, so I had to get lifted out of the bowl, went to the hospital, and I told them that I couldn't breathe very well, and they did a CAT scan on my head, said I had a mild concussion, and I said, well, I can't breathe, so you should do a CAT scan on my stomach, too. And they're like, we got the test back, and you have a bad liver, and it's probably due to drinking, or you have hepatitis. I'm like, great. Because they're like, anybody who has a messed up liver in here, it's usually due to hepatitis or drinking. Then they did the test, and they were like, there's a 1-inch gash in your liver. I'm like, yeah, because I slammed so fucking hard from 12 feet up right to my face and rib. And they're like, well, your rib must have cut your liver, and we need to keep you in the hospital for 3 days to see if your body's healing it. And if it's not, we're going to have to operate on you. I'm like, oh, this is fucking great. So I spent 3 days in Kentucky, took a private jet home for $10,000 because I couldn't walk through the airport. So
why couldn't you walk through the airport?
Because I couldn't breathe or walk, really.
I thought it was because you were too famous. Did you see that bitch from fucking Spice Girls? I forget his name.
Who?
Hers.
His
I know.
Name.
I can't. I never checked. You know what I mean? So that Eric Beckman.
Posh Spice.
That's my wife's
Posh. Yeah. No. What is what's her name? Posh Spice.
Oh, Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Feck.
Yeah.
She walked around the airport like 3 times in a row on purpose.
Dude, her.
They showed it on the news. Like, she's just walking around, like, not much of a crowd. Second time she walked around, bigger crowd. Third time she walked around, like, everybody's like, who the fuck is this girl? Keep walking around the airport.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Who's this Spice Girl?
She's doing a reality show, and, like, all of her friends, like Katie Holmes and shit, doesn't want to be involved in it. And she thought she was going to have this hot shit fucking reality show, and no one wants to be involved. She went to Kitson in L.A. fucking 11 times already, and then they took a break on filming just because she said she was exhausted. Bullshit. She ran out of fucking ideas. If you're going to Kitson 11 times to go shopping, then obviously you have a problem on what reality show you're going for.
Very good.
Who the fuck wants to watch Victoria Beckham shop for clothes all the live long day?
Maybe if the special guest is that dog whisperer, I'll watch it.
I'd watch it. Fuck.
Yeah. And I heard David Beckham isn't even in her fucking reality show.
Who's that?
Her husband.
Hot shit soccer player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love soccer. I watch that shit all of the time.
So let me get back to my little road trip that Brett Michaels told me to go on.
Please
do. Which worked,
Who let the cat drag the end?
So me and Glom go to this place in northern Iowa called Lake Okoboji, and his girlfriend's parents have this $2 million lake house. And we went fishing, caught these fish. We decided to fish fry them, and Glom put the thing way too high.
Can't much chicken fry a fish, can you?
Yeah, all I'm saying is Glom was like, whoa, this could be a potential fire. The fucking pan, as soon as he let air hit it, it engulfed in flames. He was a fireball for 2 seconds.
Holy shit.
And he burnt all of his arms, his hair, and
all of his arms? Like, all...
Like
every one of them, like
no, like singed the whole all of his skin and his neck. You could go on my website and actually check out the photos. I think it's under Lake Okoboji. As a matter of fact,
is that Hannah?
No, that was Glom. I'm gonna call Glom right now. He's in Denver, but I want to find out if his scars are gone.
Let's see if he picks up. Did you catch any horn, Pat, when you fished?
Was it like fishing?
Yo.
What's up?
Yo, you're on Sirius Radio. I'm calling to find out how your burn up face is doing.
Dude, it's pretty haggard. But I don't care so much about my face. I think it's like a $14,000 bill to fix the floor and couch.
How are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I wish I were.
That's what your girlfriend's parents said. That's the price.
They had two companies out, and they both looked at it and walked away and said, nope, we can't fix it. Got to do the whole floor because it's a really nice parquet floor, the whole thing. And
butter.
Sure enough, company after company after company, they're all like 10 grand plus. And then the couch was a $4,000 couch, which needs to be reupholstered. And because there's two of them, they have to be done at the same time, so they look alike.
Hey, Tim, what kind of floor is that? Blue Bonnet?
Lendon.
What kind of floor is that?
Lendon's trying to talk to you through
Lendon's
the microphone.
Oh, Lendon's trying to talk to you through the microphone.
And,
and it's not working. No,
they got me cut off.
But, Tim, why don't they just put a fucking welcome mat on over the big burn-up floor?
That was the joke gift that I sent. I said, sorry about the floor. Here's something to cover it up temporarily. And they were cool with it. I mean, they're cool with it. They're being as cool as possible. But, dude, I mean, it could have been much worse. And no one... But you or I know that because we were there. I played with fire my entire life, and that was the most scared I've ever been. Ever.
Well, it's because it was like the most windy day ever on the lake, so as soon as I opened up the sliding glass door, another gust of wind came in, and you were engulfed in flames for another 2 seconds. I didn't know whether to save you or the house.
The house cost a few $1,000,000. I need to save it.
Yeah.
Save it.
Well, dude, I put a clip of me on YouTube just with my burned face.
Of course.
And all the stars, you can see it. It's at youtube.com/filthynotetv. And it got 180,000 views over the week because everyone's writing me notes like, oh, I feel so sorry.
I feel really bad too, Glenn. I hope you get better.
I'm way better now, man. You know what? I'll do this tonight because, Bam and I are the only ones that really know what happened. But there's a hysterical video. Bam picked up the camera right after it. My hair is, like, singed, and my arms are on fire still. And just the alarm company's calling. I'll put that up on YouTube tonight because it's hysterical.
Dude, if I ever thought a house was going to go up in flames, I thought it was that one. For a split second, when you dropped that pan of fire and the fire hit the couch and the floor, I was like, now I know how houses go up in flames, because I always think that it's kind of controllable and it's only going to burn half the house. No, I thought that shit was going up, like bedroom, bathroom, and everything.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Bed, Bath, and fucking Beyond.
Cars on fire, escape. I burned down my own trailer while I was connected to my truck, like on purpose. I've messed with fire quite a bit, and you're right. I've always said, oh, that idiot burned his house down cooking hot dogs. Well, that was the scariest thing I've ever seen, because I thought that house was gone.
Well, the wind explains the problem. Like, as soon as you see that clip, and I open up the door, and I can barely even stand up because I'm getting blown, like, dude, the wind was...
Now, Tim said only you and him were there, not Rake.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Rake wasn't there, so I wasn't getting blown.
Right.
Well, I gotta tell you, no, Bam's totally right. I'll put that clip on YouTube tonight, but Bam's totally right.
Hey, Glom, is Bam
the
right?
The wind did it, and what was going through my head is while I was on fire, like, in flames, stunt guy movie, in flames, I'm running to get out of the house, and all I could think of in the split second was, great, of all the people to burn down a house with, Bam, he's gonna be absolutely no help at all. He's probably out the front door in front of me.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, I turned around, and Bam's, like, kicking the fire out, and
and the suckiest part was that's usually something that would happen when you're like sipping on a beer and not paying attention, but that was like a 3 week sober little tour we went on in northern United States.
So what's that say? It means drink more, doesn't it?
It was probably the gayest, like, little lunch thing in Iowa you could ever have. In fact, Kingman was like, oh, Glom and Bam are out broke back in
Fat King.
Iowa. And you're right, it was like total innocent and almost burned the house down.
I was just in Iowa fishing, just trying to clear my head and not drink, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we did, and it was great. We caught fish and almost burned the house down. So, yeah, now I got to deal with this huge, massive bill, you know, just to make right with them because, you know, I screwed it up. So
wait till you get the...
It's going to be an ongoing thing forever.
Wait till you get the bill from CKY on the Viva La Bands tour this fucking October, dude.
Dude, I already got your bill. And that's, man, talk about that one.
Why don't we just push it up a couple more?
Isn't it funny how every band on the Viva La Band tour, like CKY, Gwar, Cradle Fit, they're all like, we want unlimited merch. Like, well, that's what CKY and Gwar said. Well, we don't care about them. We want that. All right, well, they said the same thing about you. Everyone wants unlimited merch. And if we did that, there would be fucking 100 shirts up on the wall, man. And nobody would know what the hell to get. And there's probably not enough space to begin with.
Forced choice.
That's the problem, is there's no space for all of it, but, hey, man, I was on that side, and I know what it's like, because that merch does, it pays your bills and your gas. So we agreed to give everybody all the same room, and we're giving everybody everything, and Gwar's psyched.
Do we get unlimited merch?
Cradle Filth is psyched, and CKY. Chad, are you guys psyched?
Very much so. Absolutely.
We are so pumped on this tour. We didn't even really announce it. I guess this is the first real announcement.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be playing like 20-minute Haggard clips, Ming Hag's clips, the new movie, in between band switching so they could get a little...
When's the tour start? I just don't remember that.
The tour starts.
I know
right
how much we're getting
September
paid.
September 28th. It's the whole month of October. It's Cradle Filth, CKY, and another band that I can't announce. And I keep slipping.
Cradle Filth, Gwar, CKY.
Veins of Janet on it too.
Cradle Filth, Gwar, CKY, Veins of Janet.
No, there's no Gwar. There's no Gwar right now.
Not right now.
We would love to have Gwar, but we don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, they got their own tour and everything going on.
Yo, Glom.
But yeah, you guys, Zanes and Cradle Filth, the whole month of October. And we're just playing all kinds of videos. The last 2 weeks since I left BAM, I've been at MTV in L.A.
Wow.
Pulling all the old Viva La BAM stuff. BAM, you should have a disc at your house today.
Okay, good.
FedEx you want. So
good.
You're going to see a ton of, like, never-before-seen Viva La BAM footage. There's some freaking funny shit there, man. It's so funny.
Yo, Glom, it's Bran. Where is the tour going to be? Are you doing any Canadian shows? Calgary, maybe?
Yeah. Right now, it looks like one Toronto show. Nothing's really set because it's so far out. But
Calgary, maybe?
We're definitely doing Philly, New York, L.A., all that stuff. Whole nationwide tour. 25 to 30 dates. Again, you know, we're just booking this thing right now, but it's a definite, it's a go. Rockstar Energy Drink is our main title sponsor, and those guys have been great with giving us all kinds of leeway to do whatever the hell BAM wants to do.
Are you going to go to these shows?
Yeah.
Were you at the last Viva La BAM tour?
BAM's going to a bunch of them. We're trying to get, you know, a bunch of people to go to all of them, go out and get on the tour.
I was thinking about going to the
Toronto.
Go to HockeyHallOfFame. And that has all the news right now. That new site is going to be launching in like another week and a half. But right now it has all the info, what it's about. We also have the release coming out. Did you guys see the listing on the Viva La Band's release?
No.
Where do you find out about this shit, though? Where do you find out about this? RyanGphotography.com? I mean, nobody goes there.
No. Ryan G's been keeping up, too, but VivaLaBands.com. It tells you all about the tour, tells you all about the record. The record's coming out September 4th. Listen to this lineup. Nobody has a compilation record with this lineup right now. We have exclusive tracks from CKY.
Placebo.
Clutch went into the studio last month, gave us a total new track that no one's ever heard.
And so did Placebo, too.
Placebo gave us an exclusive track. In Flames just gave me the track yesterday. I got to email it to you, BAM. It's awesome. Their new record comes out next year. Children of Bodom gave us a brand new track. Bloodhound Gang gave us a brand new track. And then we also have the sounds on it. Kill Hannah, Gwar, Dimmu Borgir, Veins of Jenna, Viking Skull. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. It's going to be the best release of September.
And Narkill. I'll get that right. And Narkill.
Narkill's on it, that's right.
And
when's the CKY record coming out?
That's a Chad question.
CKY record, dude. Yo, we're constantly working on the CKY record. That's basically the idea. So whenever it comes out, it's obviously, you know, not up
to me. I was thinking about going to the major cities to, you know, I think it might be better to go to, like, the little places like Lawrence, Kansas, like where the college town is.
Dude, we just got back from
Ming Hags on that. And
Mechanicsburg,
Yeah, if I go to, like, Mechanicsburg, PA, I bet you the kids will be more stoked for me to play the movie there than like, fucking Chicago or something.
LA. Chicago's cool.
Well, no, I mean, I agree. I say we do, you go to some of the major dates on the tour, and then the next night or the night before, we go to some other secondary city and pre-screen Ming Hags for 2,000 lucky fucks.
Yeah.
I think that's the smartest shit. I think
why do you think I'm a fuck?
Yo, remember on our road trip when we saw that that motorcycle with the sidecar that was just...
Oh, my God.
It was on a pole with no sign above it, and it was chained to it, so nobody would steal it. All you had to do was lift it up and take it.
Dude, seriously, imagine sticking a shovel in the ground and then locking your bike to it. Like,
and it was on the side of the road, this nice-ass motorcycle with a sidecar chained to a pole with no sign on it. All you had to do was have, like, five buddies lift it up, put it on a truck, and you're out of there with a nice-ass motorcycle.
Why even bother locking it up?
That was hilarious.
Why bother not stealing it?
Lusk, Wyoming was my favorite stop when we went to the pool and the worst mini ramp in the world and sessioned hard for 2 hours. I got video of that I got to send you to. You know, I got to put a bunch of video on YouTube tonight. You guys got to go to youtube.com/filthynotetv. I'll put all this stuff up tonight. I've just been so busy in L.A. I'll do it tonight.
All right, well, Lon, what's up with your band, dude?
My band?
Yeah, your band, dude. What happened? You used to be in a band, right?
They kicked me out of it. You didn't hear?
No.
Oh, dude, we used to play every Thanksgiving at Rex's, which is now going to be gone.
That sounds like a big gig.
And, I missed the flight, so they kicked me out. They had Mike Cummings from Backwoods Payback
to
my place, and they said he was better.
Well, what are you going to do? More Cummings.
I'm going to play a song from the new Tiger Army, so, Glom, I'll talk to you in a bit, all right?
Cool. Check out the YouTube stuff tonight. Tell people to go to YouTube and Viva La Band.
You just did.
We got it under control.
Yeah, no fires.
See you on tour, dude.
Late. All right, this is the new Tiger Army, and it fucking kicks ass, and they're back. Tiger Army never dies.
It burns like a fire. Greg.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 faction.
That was Tiger Army. And I did forget one more story while we were in Iowa.
Yeah.
Most uncomfortable situation I've ever been in. We went into this nice meat store, kind of like the Valley
meat store,
like the Valley Market or something like that. Right. And this kid recognized Glom, but he didn't see me yet.
He recognized Glom, not you.
Yeah, and he was so stoked that we were in Iowa, and he was behind the counter. He's like, "Holy fuck, man! I can't believe this." He's like, "Don't worry, man. I'm gonna hook you up. I'm gonna hook you up." So he puts.
Is this the weed thing?
No, no. Oh. He puts this big case of beer on the thing, and we got about $30 worth of meat and like a few other stuff. Like the bill was probably $70, and the kid's like, "Man, that's so fucking awesome! You guys are here." He types in like $23.99 and then rings it up as the lady who owns the place is walking by, and she goes, $23.99. Wait, what are you doing? Like that alone is over $23.99. All the kid had to do was just be. Oh, I forgot about the meat. I didn't know that the meat was attached to the beer or whatever, and right. Then re-rung it up or whatever. But he just was so shocked that she was walking by. He goes, he's famous on TV, and I think he deserves free beer. And she's like, "What? Wait, what's going on?" And then Glom was just like, I'll just pay for the beer. I didn't even want the beer, but the kid brought the beer. And then she's like, "Wait, what?" You know, like, she didn't get what was going on at all.
Yeah,
and the kid's just like, "Well, he's on TV, and I wanted to give him free beer, because, I mean, he's on TV, you know?" Kid got fired the next day.
Oh, shit. Let's hire him, dude. Where the fuck's Murray at? I need a fucking help.
A dozen. You go.
Matt Dice is no help at all. He's here. He hasn't said a fucking goddamn thing. Matt Dice, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Chad? How are you?
People want to know who Matt Dice is? Oh, no? Okay, go ahead, Ben.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks a lot, Chad.
All right, your mic's off now. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, we have Lendon here.
Yeah, I haven't said too much either.
Well, now we're going to get to Lendon. He had a small cameo in Ming Heggs playing a news reporter, and Rutru, a.k.a. D. Camello, is supposed to walk up after he wins the court case. And Lendon asks, how does he feel about the outcome of the case? DiCamello just spits on him and then punches him in the face and knocks out his tooth.
You're letting it go, dude. I never even heard about it. I saw it and I fucking laughed out loud. Now, I already heard about it and saw it, I don't know if I'd laugh as hard.
Well,
I probably would. It was fucking funny,
just,
dude.
I actually just edited
Dico,
the
you did
the
some stellar shit. What you played like 17 horrible. Characters in this movie, I think.
I'll tell you what.
Might
dude.
As well be.
Eddie Murphy's like jealous as shit.
I'm jealous of Hane. I think Hane, me and Hane got an argument.
Dude, Fanta and Fane have more cameos than ever.
Hane's, well, we argued on what separate. Rates a different character, you know, instead of playing it twice, and Hane and me are neck and neck for seven characters.
So I just edited this BTS of Lenny getting his tooth knocked out, and it'll be on the bonus features of the DVD. It'll be out in probably October, but
fast loop, dude.
Here we go.
Yeah, he actually knocked out one of my teeth.
Nah,
dude, I'm
I didn't hit you that hard.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I'm missing one.
You knocked his tooth out!
Reporting to you live.
I was so set on just punching him in the face after that, I just was... He was about to reach. I don't know what that means. But then when he was about to reach, I spit at him, which I shouldn't have done because he lunged back. I was just going for his cheek, you know? Yeah, I wasn't swinging for the fences. And then when he came forward, the tooth went flying. It's worth every penny. And he's happy because the fact that you can see the tooth flying, glistening, after my fist comes out of his mouth, the tooth shoots across... Dude, it's way better than any home run in the major leagues. It's great. It looks great. Plus, it's a crown. Somebody else already punched his tooth out for real. I just punched a crown out. And you know what I punched out? Because he was playing Mortal Kombat talking shit in the arcade in, like, 98. And some dude just cracked him.
Was it 98?
Yeah, it was 98, but no. No, we weren't just playing Mortal Kombat. We were just playing the game, and someone came up and kicked my ass.
Gary, I'm sorry.
Oh,
really sorry.
It'll make it incredible, okay?
I'll get you a new tooth.
Yeah, but the best thing is, they had to, like, clean his teeth and color match them, like, twice. So he got, like, hooked up because they couldn't match the tooth color. That's why it cost $1,490.
Yo, wait, I just got a little question.
Okay.
If
you say that you punched him in the face because...
did it hurt, Lennon?
Yeah, did it hurt? Well, you were pretty hungover.
No, dude, I wasn't hungover that day.
Yeah, you did.
I'll show you how it was.
That hurt.
Yeah,
what's the blood about?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, the blood was my lip. My lip was blown off like...
You had the fattest lip ever,
my lip was blown the frick out.
We got him trashed immediately. Within minutes, he was in Barnaby just drinking shot after shot.
Well, so it got knocked out before playing fucking Mortal Kombat?
That's where it started.
Are there some diehard fans that get that pissed off about losing?
I lost one time in Exton Mall and just hocked a loogie on the screen. And when people keep their quarters up on the ledge, you know, for next game, this one guy beat me in a Jersey Devils jersey. I just hocked on the screen and walked away. So he just had to play while this lunger just dripped down the screen.
You were that mad about losing.
I was so fucking pissed off. Dude,
people get that aggro about video games?
Dude.
Dude, tell me about when
we used to go. We
was in Philly on South Street. Where, who was it? Bataro and who?
I don't know.
He ran out, and after the dude kicked his ass, the black dude walked out on South Street, and then Bataro
That was Joel's buddy.
the first time I ever went to the Granite Rim Mall with Deco, I was probably in eighth grade or something, and,
it was before we met.
He takes me to the arcade. No. But anyway, I go to the Granite Rim Mall. He goes into the arcade right away. I don't go in yet. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go grab a soda. I'll be back in like 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, right. You went to Structure?
Yeah. Is that where I went? I probably did.
You probably did.
Jeans West.
So I went to Structure.
Chess King.
Yeah,
and I come back. There's 10 people surrounding Deco watching him kick these people's asses left and right. I'm like, there's actually a crowd of 10 people watching Deco play video games.
And it made sound.
I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
Fuck yeah.
That shit was awesome. How mad it is. Like, look at how much action's happening. Like, you gotta focus, dude. Think of this shit. You were going nuts that day.
Oh, that's really Deco?
Yeah, it's amazing. I record everything.
Dude, you don't even know. I'm online every night playing these guys. Like yeah, 1 o'clock.
You were up till 3 a.m. last night.
The night before it was 4 a.m.
That's
and last
that's
night
you said,
it was,
yeah,
it was really slow.
Up.
Sunday night is slow. Hardly anybody's on.
You play people online.
Dude, I talk so much shit, and then you can send people voice messages later. So then I just talk. I'll send people like 15 voice messages.
Do they know that it's you?
No. I got a name, a different name.
I think it's Drake.
No,
it's
changed
on his,
the
it's
name.
On his Xbox account for
Drake cut the account off, so I had to make a new name.
What did they say that one night? The one dude was like, oh, Rake, yeah, that's that dude from Dragon.
Yeah, because people were like, Rake
Yon. And the one guy was like, oh, I hate that guy.
I hate that guy. So I just have to pretend I don't know.
Why would you hate Rake?
I know, why would you hate him?
Wow, he's so fucking nice.
Missy, isn't Lennon addicted to some D&D game?
Yeah, what is it? World of Warcraft.
Wow.
Yes. He talked to me like so passionately.
He came over here to check out the internet. He came over here to check out if it was doing all right, and he stayed here for 4 hours in the kitchen by himself, just like glued to this Warcraft game. Missy's like, Lennon, what are you doing? Like,
it's he
like
had a date with one of the characters.
At least Bam has. Yeah. At least Bam's cool enough to call it a Dungeons & Dragons game. He's like, yeah, let us play this Dungeons & Dragons game. Everybody
is that cool?
Like,
well, I checked it out real quick. It was stupid game. Total D&D shit.
I don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons. Is that Dungeons & Dragons?
That's because you were busy doing better things.
Like dancing and cheerleading and stuff.
Well, at least a little bit more fun, probably. I mean, Dungeons & Dragons was like a last resort, I think. That's what they made that
I game. Used to play Dungeons & Dragons with Mark Hanna back in the day.
Outside, like?
No, like, in the Hanna's dice. Basement. Yeah. And Hanna's brother Chris was like the dungeon master.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Dude, we took it so seriously. Like,
that's awesome.
Oh, it would be like 8 o'clock, and I'd have to go to school the next day. Hey, we need to play 3 hours right now because I just want to make sure that my character gets more vitality and shit like that. Like, you know?
Vitality. Isn't that a pearl to an album?
Yeah.
What was your name on it?
Eddie Vedder.
No, it was some, like, I know Hannah's name was Lennox.
It's Lennon in England.
Mine started with an M. It was like Merlin, but it wasn't. It was like something like that.
Mercutio.
My name is Lennox.
No, it was like all wizard warlock like.
Mini Maw.
Yeah, I was Mini Maw. The Newcastle Mini Maw.
You remember how to play?
What's the shittiest shopping center you know?
Newcastle Mini Maw.
Where's the Newcastle Mini Maw?
Delaware.
Yeah, okay. What about MPA?
McDade Mall.
No, the one I hate right by Springfield.
Oh, yeah, right on Baltimore Pike.
On the
by
left?
The Springfield
on the left. Where,
if you're headed east, on
like,
the left.
It looks like a Coventry Village row home.
I know. There's a sports cards place in there.
Right
Baja
before.
Fresh.
It's